Play the fucking intro.
This is Dustin.
I'm Chris.
And this is SLC Punkcast.
Punkcast.
Yeah.
And this is special edition, episode 51.5.
Chris, why is it special?
Trying to feel like we're somewhere else.
Yes, so we went to punk rock bowling. We did a whole bunch of episodes leading up to punk rock bowling, and we really enjoyed punk rock bowling. And we expect to go again next year, and we'll probably do the same thing with bands that are going to be there next year. But what we really want to do
is go to Rebellion Fest. Holy shit. 4 days, fucking like 30 over, bands a day.
No, more than that. There, we counted just on day one, I think there was 57, and that's not counting the introducing stage.
That's right.
So
fucking wall-to-wall punk rock.
Well over 200 bands in 4 days.
Blackpool, England.
Yes.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah, there's so much going on. And Chris and I are kind of doing our own little breakdown. Obviously, to break down well over 200 bands and then even some introducing. Yeah, we're just not going to be able to do that. That would consume the whole show for at least 6 months. Maybe, and that's... people would get tired of it.
It's like, fuck that show. So
in our own fashion, what we're going to do is do a breakdown of Rebellion Fest by day. And the Thursday part of the show for Rebellion Festival is going to be today. So day one of festival.
Yes.
Chris and I are going to pick a series of songs. So we're going to each pick a few bands that we know that we're excited for, play a song, talk about it. We're also going to play a couple of bands that we're familiar with, but maybe not as familiar with the music. But we're like, oh, yeah, we know who that is. We would totally go check out that
stage. The name, we would be like, oh, yeah, let's go look.
Yeah, we'll go watch the band. And then, because there's so many bands, obviously there's a shit ton that we're unfamiliar with.
Yes.
So we're each picking a few bands that we weren't familiar with, finding out, hey.
Who the hell is this?
Yeah, let's check them out. And we're going to play a track there, too.
And I picked my unknowns based on who had the coolest band name.
Nice. I actually did. I listened to about 10 or 15 of the bands I was unfamiliar with and settled on some songs.
Yes.
So that's how I picked mine. Yeah. I was going to do what you did, and I missed out on picking the one with the one name. I thought for sure you'd pick it, this Splanuga, Snutmaner, and others. I don't know. We'll look that up here in a second. But
I was
opted
surprised.
Not to, and I went a different direction.
Right on. Okay. Fair enough.
Chris, let's start with bands that we know. We're each going to play a band that we know, that we're excited for. They're playing on Thursday, day one of the festival. Who's your first one?
Arch Rivals.
We both love Arch Rivals.
How fucking great would that be to see Arch Rivals? We're going to play the song one more round. Came out May of 2016.
That's the album name, One More Round. The track you picked was On Our Own.
On Our Own, One More Round, three words. Each one, and I blew my mind there.
You had the right thing, wrong
order. And so, this came out May 27th, 2016 on Randale Records, and they're fucking fantastic.
These guys are from Plymouth, UK. Rebellion Festival, if we didn't make the point, it was in Blackpool, England, okay?
Did they,
UK as well.
Were they at it last year?
I'm sure they were. A lot of bands from the UK... make up probably at least half of the 200 plus bands. So, cuts down on travel expenses for the bands. Anyway,
no shit.
Let's check out On Our Own.
Where the hell were you? Rivals.
Yes, so good. Love that album. Bought this, the 12-inch. It's very cool. My pick, Chris, for a band that we both know, we're both familiar with, is Delinquents. And I believe
from
they
Dundee.
Were there last year. Yes. Friends of the show. Great album. We played a few tracks off of this album about last night. Around the time it came out last year, September 29th, 2017. And we forgot to put out their, you know, Twitter, Instagram, and social media at Arch Rivals Oids. All of them straight across. Easy to find those guys.
Sorry about that.
You can find Delinquents at Delinquents Dundee on Facebook. And this track is track number 2 off of About Last Night. It's called Acne.
Delinquents Dundee.
Yes, on Facebook. Check out Delinquents. Definitely friends of us. We love these guys. Definitely a band we would be checking out them on the stage. Go see them. If you're at Blackpool in August, this is one of the bands to go see.
Might as well.
Chris, we're going to move on to some lesser-known bands by us. So bands, we know the name. We maybe know a little bit about, but just not as familiar with them. So these are bands that we would go check out. Like, oh, yeah. So-and-so is going to be on the stage. We're familiar. We know that name. Let's go check it out. Which one? What do you got here? You're up
first. I got Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
Yeah, we're both familiar. We played Bad Cop, Bad Cop on the show before.
We played a song from them.
From this album, but it was almost a year ago because the album came out almost a year ago, June 16th.
I love this song. This is a very, you know, when we did the Girl Power episode,
right?
This song is it's like, you know, you should be a rebellious female. You know, and they want you to not be, and it's just a really cool song. It was on that Coaster sampler CD, and I've been listening
Fat
to
Records.
It.
Fat Records, yeah.
And I just really like this song. I would be really excited to see Bad Cop, Bad Cop right now if we were on our way to Rebellion.
Well, this Bad Cop, Bad Cop off the album Warriors came out last year in June.
Yeah, song's Wild Me. And, like I said, very pro, girl power kind of song. It's a cool song.
It is. They're from California, all over California.
Together toward making it a more
Yeah, man. You can find Bad Cop, Bad Cop Twitter at BCBC Music, on Instagram at Bad Cop, Bad Cop, on Facebook at Bad Cop, Bad Cop Band.
Yes.
And it's a very cool song and has a great message. And yeah, man, I'd be looking forward to seeing them. Dude, they're doing a fucking crazy tour, man. Like, daily playing fucking music with all sorts of bands, NOFX, Bad Religion, Pennywise, Mad Caddies. Holy fuck, go to Europe.
Yes, a lot of good shows in Europe. There's probably a lot of good shows, you know, the month before and the month after.
Yeah, yeah.
Rebellion for all the bands that are...
And so right now in Europe, they're doing Pre-Warped.
Okay.
And so then you have everybody come through that did all the summer stuff in the States. They'll hit right. Europe in the fall. It's fucking fantastic.
Well, Chris, this is a band lesser known, but I'm familiar with, because these guys are on Longshot Music as well. And it was a big pile of music that Mike Longshot hooked us up with to check out. And so much of it. We played a ton of it because so much so good. So I'm familiar with the band, just not that familiar with Top Dog. This track is called Razor Edge. The album came out last June, so June 2017. The album's called Razor Edge. And you can catch these guys on Twitter at topdog_punk, Instagram at topdogpunk, and on Facebook at topdogstreetpunk. And they're from Carlisle in England. So this is Razor Edge. Talking about Reg, who's a Razor, or are they saying Razor's Edge?
They're saying Razor Reg.
Yes, they're talking about a guy. You can tell by listening to the song.
I'll tell you, that is one fear
he's
I have.
A geezer.
I have a fear of us going to England and neither of us understanding what the fuck anybody's saying. They're going to be like, what accent is that, mate?
Yes.
You and I are going to be like, Utah.
All right, Chris, this is a quick one. The band you picked is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, a band you aren't aware of.
I have no idea. And I picked Drinking in the Van because it sounded like a cool name for a song.
Well, it's
I
a short one, so let's take a listen.
And that was it. Song they played.
Oh,
that's how they kicked off their concert.
Well, it's a cool track. It was off of a greatest hits or something like that. It came out in 2018, so it just recently came out. But the original came out on a four-band split with the Mighty Midgets, Fist of the North Star, and Broken Aris. Came out February 1st, 2011. And you can find these guys on Twitter at ROTPM for Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, which is at Revenge of the Psychotronic Man
Manchester.
On Facebook. And they're from Manchester. Chris, the band I picked for a band I didn't know, and they've been around for a while. They've been a band since 1982, so, you know, there's a lot of those bands we come across that have been around for a while. Resistance 77 was one that we talked about. Riot Squad, another one. These guys are from Mansfield, England. This track is called Fuck the Tories, and it's off of a Fuck the Tories single, which came out in 1982.
Tories were loyal to the British crown.
Nice.
Here in the States. As a matter of fact, my ancestor, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, who was killed during the American Revolutionary War, he was a colonel in the rebels, was killed by his Tory next-door neighbor in his sleep.
Wow.
And then that fucking Tory next-door neighbor went up to Canada. So fuck him.
Right?
Find who that was.
Yeah, he'd do something
good
about it now.
Good choice of song. Fuck the Tories.
Yes. This is Riot Squad. You can get them on Facebook at Riot Squad 82.
Haven't we played Riot Squad?
I don't think so.
Yeah, loyal to the crown. They're saying fuck being loyal to the crown. No king.
I believe we played Riot Squad from Cox Bar.
Interesting. We should do that one day, where we get a band who plays a song that's like also the name of another song, or
the band takes
the name
from
the name from the song.
We would play This Means War because it came from the song or the album, but the song also from Old Firm Casuals. That's where they came up with their name.
We should do that. Future episode.
There you go.
You need to plug it in.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Nobody fucking cares. We don't want no more of this. Oh, that bastard, take the best. Take the killer, I want to walk. Take the gates on the night door. Get to the street like me and you. Bring it to you, what we're gonna do. Get to the street like me and you. We'll tell you what we're gonna do. For the Tories. 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 For the Tories.
Fuck the Tories.
Fuck the Tories.
So Riot Squad's another one of those bands you get to see if you go to Thursday for Rebellion Festival. When I say Thursday, I mean August 2nd, Thursday, not this Thursday. So don't go out to Blackpool, England.
For some reason on Riot Squad, it says related pages, and it's a whole bunch of pro wrestlers.
It was hard to find information on Riot Squad.
That's just weird to me. And there's a picture of the boys, though, from Riot Squad. Nice. At Riot Squad HC on Facebook. Check them out.
No, they're at Riot Squad 82 on Facebook.
82.
You might be looking at a different Riot Squad.
I'm on the wrong
Riot Squad. There's a lot of Riot Squads out there.
Are there?
Yes.
Riot Squad 82.
Yes.
Oh. 82.
Well, Chris, we'll circle back around to bands that we do know, and this is your pick.
Yeah.
So a band that you know is?
TSOL.
And this album was actually released in 1982,
yeah,
just like the Riot
crazy.
Squad one was How, just now.
We fucking were so dynamic.
I
this
know,
is Weathered Statues, and came from the Weathered Statues EP. You can find them on Twitter at official TSOL, on Instagram at TSOL_official, on Facebook at TSOL official. They are from Huntington Beach, Long Beach, California, and we've played TSOL, gosh.
The Trigger Complex, that new album came out, and it was for Warped Tour last year because they were on the Warped Tour, so it was one of my great cover-to-cover albums for Warped Tour.
Yes, the True Sounds of Liberty.
Yes.
They formed in 1978, and we haven't played, all we've played from TSOL is new stuff then, yes?
Yes. So why did you pick this one? Because they've been around since 78, they had a lot to pick, so why this?
Honestly, I was like fucking just trying to find something that we haven't played. And I was like, I like the name Weathered Statues. And, I thought it was an unusual sounding song for them.
It is.
But then also,
they have an unusual shift in their sound.
Yeah.
They kind of went to that hair metal sound when hair metal started to
thrash.
Take over from, thrash.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's that thrash sound.
So they went from, this style back in 82, transitioning as new wave, and thrash music came, and they had a transition in their sound.
I was like looking up. I was like, I want to play their hit. And like every fucking website I went to that was like, what's the best 2L song? This one's like number two.
Wow. What was like number one? All of them.
It was different. Oh. Everyone was different.
But this is consistent.
But it was like consistently at the top.
Nice.
And I thought, fuck it, I'll play Weathered Statues.
Let's take a little bit more of a listen here to this instrumentation.
Still they make the soldiers, and soldiers still grow old. Pump their minds with dignity, then let the young men go. Another day, another statue falls out in the dawn.
The only part I ever knew. Weathered Statues. July 13th, they're in New Orleans.
Well,
at Santos Bar.
Check them out before they go to Rebellion then.
July 20th, they're already in Germany. So, yeah, you got one shot.
There you go. A band that is known by us and a lot of people, but that, you know, a known band that's going to be first day of Rebellion Festival. The Lillingtons, that's what we're listening to right now. They're from Wyoming, just like Teenage Bottle Rocket, if you couldn't tell the similarities in the vocals here. This song is I Need Some Brain Damage. This was released March 30th, 1999. And it's off the album Death by Television. You can catch the Lillingtons on Facebook at the Lillingtons.
June 14th, they're going to be playing... they're already in Bremen. They're already in Germany.
Oh, they're already over there, huh?
Yes.
Brain Damage.
June 8th of June, they're playing in Hamburg. 9th of June in Leipzig. 10th of June, they're going to be in Berlin. 11th in Hanover. The 12th in Cologne. Let's see. And that's all in Germany. Then they're jumping over to the Netherlands on the 13th and the 14th. They're back in Germany in Bremen. So, holy shit.
Busy.
A show every fucking night, Dustin.
Yes. And
that's insane.
Fan of the Lillingtons. I love Teenage Bottle Rocket. To me, they sound very similar for obvious reasons. Chris, we're going to move on to a lesser-known pick of yours. So talk to me about this.
So, Soap Girls.
Yes. Playing Rebellion Festival.
Playing Rebellion.
There's two of them. They're sisters.
There's two of them. There's two sisters. They're usually naked or scantily clad playing music, like on these weird, shitty, like... YouTube-y looking videos, yeah. And that's how I happened upon them. and like, I'm like, dude, are these just a couple of chicks? Like, that, you know, I have no idea who this is. Apparently, they've got a pretty good following. And enough to get them on fucking Rebellion.
Yeah, and they're not on the introductory stage. They've been around for a little bit, you know, a couple years. This album came out May 24th last year, so it's been out for over a year. The album's called Society's Rejects. You picked the title track, Society's Rejects.
Yeah.
And I know of the band, so for me, for sure, lesser known. But I haven't listened to them that much, and I actually like the song. You know, for everybody that's just listening to the music.
Like, yeah, dude, cool you see, track. Like, the videos like that they post? They're just like, here's us fucking hanging out in the hotel room, you know, fucking scantily clad and shit. And you're like, oh, first time I mentioned them to you, you're like, oh, it's just a gimmick. But then you listen to them, you're like, fuck, they're pretty good.
Right.
And it's like, what the fuck? I like that, you know, that there's more substance.
Sure.
It's not all style. And, yeah, man, cool. Check them out. You go on their Facebook page. I'd say not safe for work.
Probably not. they're French-born, I read, but they're in Cape Town.
Cape Town?
Yes.
South Africa?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting.
Definitely. They are on Twitter at @the_soapgirls, Instagram at @thesoapgirls, and on Facebook at @thesoapgirls. This is Society's Rejects. Let's check out some of the stuff that's talking over it.
Yeah. Just style, Dustin. Substance as well.
Yep. It's a cool song. Hopefully you listen to the lyrics. If not, go find it. Go listen to it. Yeah, that jumped right into that, didn't
there,
it?
Buddy.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't quite ready for that.
It's our first time.
This is a lesser-known band for me, The Restarts. And to be honest, they're almost unknown. Milo the Militant. Go follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
But Gowdy from Pirates Press, when he went over to... He went from punk rock bowling over to Rebellion Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
Saw these guys and posted the best band you're not watching or that you're not listening to.
Oh, wow.
And so I started listening to him. So it was like a week before we got into this, but I had been listening to some of their stuff because he said, hey, you know, best band you're not listening to. Of course I'm going to listen, and I like them. So I am a little more familiar. I listened to a bunch of their stuff, and I just happened to pick... off of their album, A Sickness of the Mind. Came out March 16th, 2013.
Is this them at The Restarts?
At The Restarts, yes, on Facebook. On Instagram, they're at @the_restarts_official. And on Twitter, they're at @the_restarts. They're from Hackney in London.
June 16th, you're going to see them at the Underworld Camden in London.
Nice.
And then, of course, August 2nd, they'll be at Rebellion.
Yes. Day one.
Day one.
This track is Independencia. They're from England. Kind of sounds Italian.
Dude, they're playing with, on June 16th, yeah?
Yeah.
With Lion's Law and the Filaments.
It's
the album launch.
Three awesome bands.
Album launch for the Filaments. Have we mentioned on our regular episode the Filaments have a new album coming out?
Yes, yeah, we just did on episode 51.
Hell yeah, check
and
out
so
episode 51.
So we'll be
51.
Playing some stuff because that new Filaments album's great. But check out The Restarts. Cool band. Independencia is awesome.
I think we live in the wrong city.
Yeah. Agreed.
We could do a lot more. We could get a lot more punk rock done in fucking England.
Yes.
Do either of our work skills translate into
jobs? We'll have to work on moving that over there.
You made it
starts. The best band you're not listening to.
I agree. And also, if you're anywhere near London, June 16th, for the love of God, what a great show. Album release party for the Filaments. Go check it out.
Chris, that was my lesser known but known band we would definitely go see. This is your next and last for this episode, unknown band. This is the band we neither of us were familiar with. You picked them.
The Red Light Rebels. I just thought it was a cool name. Barrel of a Gun.
That's the track. It's off of Joyride.
Listen to it, and I said, I like it.
I heard it today after you put it on the list, and I like it as well. Good pick. I would definitely go check these guys out.
Yes.
At Rebellion. This album, Joyride, came out July 21st last year, so pretty new stuff still.
Sometimes you get lucky, huh?
Yes.
Red Light Rebels Punk.
Punks. Red Light Rebels, that's on Facebook. On Instagram, they're at Red Light Rebels and at Red Light Rebels X on Twitter.
Yeah, lucked into this one.
Yeah, it was a good pick. There's a lot of bands to choose from, and it was a good stumble upon here.
Thought they're definitely good. July 4th, they're going to be playing at the Cobblestones in Bridgewater.
Well, they're from Cheltenham. Check them out. Here's Barrel of a Gun.
I'll be back home July 27th. Terrible excuse. You've heard of them now.
Yes.
Check them out. I think they're really good.
Yeah, spit it out, man.
All right. Rebellion Fest. Fuck's sake. I keep wanting to say punk rock bowling.
It's Rebellion.
Great. I was like this. Like about to say punk. Punk rock bowling. No. Rebellion Fest. Check them
Rebellion.
Out.
Rebellion.
Sorry.
Day one, Thursday. We're going to go to my next and last unknown pick for this episode, East End Battos. I like the name.
And I almost picked East End Battos just because I like the name.
Yeah, it's cool. Cool band. I listened to a handful of their tracks. I really like it. They just released an album on April 20th this year, so obviously one we missed on announcing what's new and upcoming. The album is A Punk Sound with an East End Beat. This East End Battos, you can catch them on Twitter, at East End Battos, on Facebook, at Have Some E14. Have no idea what that is. Check that out. They're from Poplar in London. This is Forever. East End Battos. This should be a band. This is just like Red Light Rebels. It's a band you should be listening
to. This is one of those things where you and I don't have a fucking clue what we're talking about. E14. It's on all their shirts. It's on the album. E14.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I know I like the music.
So yeah, they have.
I'm gonna get familiar with this band and I'll figure out what E14 is.
Dude.
This is Forever. We'll be right back.
14 Music is their record label.
Oh, nice.
Band members are Terry on vocals, James on lead guitar, and Richard on guitar. The other James on bass, James Cutwell on bass, and Mark on drums. And they list some great bands as artists we also like, I'll tell you right now.
Well, you should be checking these guys out Thursday at the Rebellion Festival. East End Battles. Chris,
I got a lot to say about this.
We're getting ready to wrap up this episode. We got one track each, and they're both bands that we know that we would definitely go see.
Yes.
Chris, what do you got?
Fucking
talk about
love
this.
The Mad Caddy. First time I saw the Mad Caddies was in Germany.
Nice.
Fucking 100 years ago, it feels like. Probably 20-something years ago. They're playing a Propaganda song, and we thought Nation States
so
were
you
a bad
picked
idea.
A cover.
I picked a cover. It's from their new album that's coming out, yes?
Yeah,
Punk
Friday.
Punk Rock Steady. I got this off the Fat Record sampler. Here's the thing about this. So Propaganda does this song. They released in 1993, Ska Sucks. And so here's a ska song doing Propaganda, right?
Right.
So one of the key lyrics in that is, the bands are only in it for the bucks. Now, at the end of this song, you'll hear Mad Caddy say, punk rock sucks. They're only in it for the bucks. So that's the I think it's cool. Obviously, it was a tongue-in-cheek kind of song by Propaganda anyways, with them, you know, saying ska sucks and they're only in it for the bucks.
Sure.
Ska bands play that song at live concerts, kind of like a ha-ha-ha, fuck you.
Right.
That's the end part of this song, so that to me is like the big deal part of this song. Nonetheless, I saw Mad Caddies. The first time I saw them was in Germany. I bought a Mad Caddy shirt every time I saw them. I saw them twice and danced and had fun the whole time. And we've played them on the show. I'm a big fan of Mad Caddies. God, I would fucking love to see them live.
Well, anybody going to Rebellion Fest gets to see them on Thursday.
So,
first day, day one.
We're doing opposite. Let's turn this shit up right here. Canucks. Where's Propaganda from, Dustin?
Canada.
That's right. Puck rock.
Mad Caddies are from Santa Barbara.
Is that not fucking cool, though? Like, how that song kind of it brings everything together.
It does.
What a great way to cover something, right?
It is.
Dude, the Vandals.
Yes. It's the last track of the episode. Band we're both familiar with.
Definitely.
These guys are going to be one
Dude,
of the main bands
third
playing.
Song from 1982 on this episode.
Third, yes, you're right.
What
this
the
was
fuck?
Released July 1st, 1982.
We were 2 years old, bouncing little boys.
A lot of great music coming out of that
damn.
Time. And that great music is going to be getting played at Rebellion Festival on Thursday, day one. This is the Vandals with the Legend of Pat Brown off of Peace Through Vandalism EP. You can get Vandals on Twitter at The Vandals, Instagram at Vandals Official. And Facebook at The Vandals.
And just think of the bands that we didn't mention on this episode at all.
Tons.
There's tons of them.
Other bands you'll see, I'm going to run over a list real quick, Chris.
Give me some highlights.
Highlights are Buzzcocks, Lagwagon, the Menzingers, the Queers, the Lawrence Arms, the Flatliners, just to name, you know, a handful. Again, there's 50-something. We've played 14, And there's still a shit ton more.
And somebody there is going to have what was Turbo Negro to us, where we didn't, where we were like, what's, you know, we didn't really have an expectation.
Right.
But got fucking punched in the face and were just like, holy shit, this is great.
Yes.
So think about how many people are going to have that opportunity.
And with some of these bands that we listed, you know, a lot of people know the Vandals. They know Mad Caddies. Yeah. They know Lillington's, TSOL, Delinquents. Maybe not as many know Delinquents, but still, Delinquents, great band, and maybe the same goes with Arch Rivals, but both really good bands. So those bands and, you know, all the other ones that we listed that maybe we weren't as familiar with, including the Restarts, Red Light Rebels, East End Battles, all these bands, somebody's going to be out there checking them out for the first time. And if you're listening to this and you're going to Rebellion Festival, check those bands out. If you're listening to this and you're unsure, I hope this tips you over the edge, because you got to go to Rebellion Festival, yes, if you can. This right here, The Legend of Pat Brown. He did his best to wait some pigs, Patrick. Edward Brown tried to run. Comes down, wow, wow, Patrick. Edward Brown tried to run. That motherfucker got into the ground. Well, Pat Brown, you don't fuck around with Pat Brown. He'll grab a shotgun. Yeah, then you better run. Me and Joey know. Expected a bunch of those bands were from somewhere in the UK, but that's our fourth band from California, just out of our 14.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
And three from 1982.
Three from 82, four from California, and this is going to be taking place in 2018 in Blackpool, England.
Yeah, go check out Rebellion Fest if you got a chance to do it.
Yes. Chris.
This is SLC Punkcast. Find us at www.slcpunkcast.com.
You can find us on Instagram at SLC Punkcast, at Facebook at SLC Punkcast. Chris is on Twitter at
SLC Punk Chris.
And where else are you at, SLC Punk Chris?
Facebook and Instagram.
Nice. And I'm at Another Punk SLC on Twitter. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Player FM. And
we're everywhere. That
we're all over the place.
All podcasts can be found.
Just about. Chris.
Play the fucking outro.